الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Praise be to God who has gathered us together here today. On behalf of Muslim Congress, I would like to thank you for joining us on this national virtual protest to speak up for the rights of the oppressed. This program is being broadcasted now live on multiple channels, including YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. So please make sure to tune in and share with your family and friends on social media. We are gathered here today to honor Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and to remind everyone of the biggest acts of transgression that has ever occurred in the history of mankind. In line with the recommendation of the late and esteemed scholar and leader, Imam Al-Khomeini, we gather here today on this last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan and dedicate this day to express solidarity with the Palestinian people as well as all oppressed people worldwide. The Palestinian people whose rights have been usurped for more than 70 years under the watchful eyes of the whole world. During these days, we live in the peak of Zionist oppression against Palestinian rights. Sadly, this oppression is occurring with the complete blessings, encouragement, support, and green light from many current administrations worldwide. The world continues to witness the actions being taken by many governments, which have promoted further occupation and legitimizing of Zionist actions, which goes contrary to all international laws and resolutions. An obvious example was seen in 2018. With the moving of the US embassy to Jerusalem, unilaterally recognizing its illegal annexation by Israel and ending US humanitarian support for Palestinian refugees who were expelled back in 1948. Our objective with this program is to unite together for this cause, to raise awareness of the situation and continued oppression. Our message is clear. We oppose these acts of oppression and transgression in Palestine and call for the freedom of the Palestinian people and restoration of their land to the rightful owners. This call for the end to oppression transcends the plight of Palestinians, for we know and we are pained to see the ongoing oppression in many different forms in many countries worldwide, including Yemen, Bahrain, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Burma, China, and the list sadly goes on. We stand up for all the oppressed, and Islam teaches us this responsibility of speaking up for the all oppressed people, regardless of race, color, age, or creed. Without further ado, let's begin with the recitation of some verses from the Holy Quran, which will be recited by Brother Hissam Kerman from Arizona. Brother Hassan, please, you can go ahead.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. In the name of God, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Say, He is Allah, the One. Allah is the all-embracing. He neither begat nor was begotten, nor has He any equal.
Thank you, Brother Hassan, for this beautiful recitation. A hard fact to share. There are over 7 million Palestinians living in exile, many in refugee camps in Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. The majority of them are those who were forced out during the creation of Israel state in 1948, known to many Palestinians as the Nakba or catastrophe. Under international law, these refugees have a right to return to the lands from which they were expelled from. However, to this day, Israel has continuously denied them this right. Before I introduce the first speaker, I would like to remind you that there will be a social media storm starting at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time today, very shortly, to raise awareness on this topic. Please use the hashtags, hashtag Free Palestine, hashtag Fly the Flag, hashtag Stop the War, hashtag Al-Quds 2020. And of course, there is the hashtag the Fly the Flag campaign where you can post pictures of yourself and your family with the Palestinian flag. Our first speaker, Sister Zahra Ali from Seattle, Washington. She was born and raised in Iraq and is currently a second year university student.
The Palestinian cause is not a cause for Palestinians only. It is not a cause for Muslims only, but it's a cause for every humanitarian wherever they may be. Today, let our voices be heard. What is happening in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem is an occupation. And in fact, it goes a step further from that. Let us call it what it is. It's a long-term, ongoing campaign of ethnic cleansing and the denial of the existence of the Palestinian people. And I will give it its name, and its name is genocide. We believe in the right of the people to exist without being occupied, attacked, and demoralized. We are all brothers and sisters in humanity, and you will not hurt one of us without facing the rest of us. How dare the United States preach free speech when they support Israel in killing those who try and speak up against oppression? How can they preach the freedom of religion when they support Israel in killing Palestinians for trying to pray at Al-Aqsa? How can they fund an organization that continues to deprive Palestinians from the same basic human rights that Americans pride themselves in? How can they support Israel when it will kill American citizens without hesitation for trying to advocate for peace? Does the name Rachel Corrie ring a bell? An American peace activist who tried to stop a doctor's house in Gaza from being demolished and instead was crushed to death by Israeli bulldozer. Don't be fooled by their word games. Palestinians don't simply die. They don't simply lose their lives. Their lives weren't taken by a conflict between two equal sides, Israel and Palestine. This is a story of an oppressed and an oppressor. They were brutally and intentionally murdered by people who chose to participate in the killing of the Palestinian people. Let us not forget how Palestinians get called terrorists for throwing stones, for resisting the confiscation of their lands, or for trying to get medical attention when Israel blocks access to hospitals and clinics. But the IDF is all of a sudden moral, all the while they proceeded with stealing Palestinian homes and transferring their illegal citizens into the West Bank and East Jerusalem. They're called moral for what? For breaking at least five categories of international human rights laws? Are they called moral for beating, torturing, and murdering tens of thousands of Palestinian men, women, and children? Enough is enough. Israel has gotten away with occupying Palestinian land. They've gotten away with bringing in thousands of illegal settlers, for cutting off Palestinians' access to water and electricity. They've gotten away with arresting their children, executing them as they protest for their freedom. To Israel, the taker of beautiful lives, the killer of dreams, the masters of genocide, we'd like to say that Palestine will return. That is not a threat, not a wish, a hope, or dream, but simply a promise. Palestine will be free.
Thank you, Sister Zahra, for this energetic speech and strong words. Next, I would like to welcome Sister Gazina Panjawani from Houston, who will present her spoken word on this segment.
Dear Father, I have so much to tell you. These words, they plead for release. They spill in streams of anguish. They ache for reprieve from this burden that leaves me no peace. Father, so much has changed since you left. No longer can I seek refuge within your arms as these men threaten to kill and to harm. They storm right past with their explosions and their blasts, leaving me nothing but terrified. No longer can you grasp my hand in yours, promising me you'll keep me safe, you'll keep me secure, that there's no reason to cry, no reason to hide. No longer can you wish me a good day. Pray for me, or tell me what you want to say, for you're long gone. Just another body left to rot before dawn. I can't envision life without you. Can't hold on, I can't move on, Father. You've left me to struggle with harsh realities. Never before did I notice the glares, the scornful glances and degrading stares. Never before did I cower from walking outside with only my shadow as company. Never before did I walk with my feet facing forward, but my head turned back, watching every sliver of movement, every rustle of a leaf, every trace of a footstep, the trepidation eating me away from inside. Father, if you're watching me from above, don't look any farther. I don't want you to hear the news, to realize that the mangled body is that of your sons, the blood dripping to the ground is that of your sons, the remnant of that bullet-carved chest is that of your sons. I don't want you to realize that not long after you left, they did too, that your daughter is alone, enduring in this hell because of the dropping of a few fatal shells. I don't want you to realize that your daughter is left traumatized, reliving the death of her father, her brother, her sister, and is agonized. This is the story of Amira Karim, a 15-year-old Palestinian girl. Her suffering has just become another tale, a denied narrative that is thrown to the side, but I refuse to let her story die, to leave her with no hope, no voice in this genocide. It's time to speak up, to truly become unified and use our privilege. Let our voices amplify so that her story can be heard, not a word left to be slurred. It's time we get up and decide to intervene so that girls like her are not forced to say farewell at 15. And before you decide to dismiss what I say, to scroll on and carry on with your day, I want you to ask yourself that if you don't speak up for them, who will?
Thank you, Sister Gazina, for these touching and deep words, really just beautifully expressed, mashallah. So for those of you who may have just joined us a little later in the program, we are gathered here to talk about and raise awareness about the illegal, racist, and oppressive practices of the Zionist regime that continues to strip away and unjustly trim away whatever is left of Palestinian rights, property, and dignity. We call for the end of occupation and atrocities in Palestine. We call for the freedom of the Palestinian people, freedom which is a human ordained right that should not be taken away. On this day and every day, we shall distance ourselves from all forms of oppression. And in doing so, it becomes absolutely imperative for each of us to educate ourselves about the root cause of evil and the virus that has penetrated the lives of many. Next, I would like to introduce Sister Mona Shaharibani from Salt Lake City. Sister Mona grew up as an Iranian American Muslim. She has heightened awareness of the oppression in the Middle East as she watched and heard stories from families and friends, both back home and those who have sought asylum into the US. Understanding their plight has made her become passionate about raising awareness of the oppressed in marginalized groups and to speak up against the calamities that arise from war, colonialism, and invasion. Sister Mona, It's all yours.
Thank you. As peace-loving defenders of justice, we condemn the existence of the biggest oppressor of our time, Zionism. We stand in solidarity with the victims of the Zionist regime. We condemn the acts of terror happening throughout the world by the Zionist puppets, be they Tekfiris, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram. The atrocities happening around the world are increasing like multiplying cancerous cells as the international community remains silent in the face of oppression. The true enemy is clear, and until we unite in fighting against injustice, civilian casualties will be on the rise. We will not allow our voices to be silenced. We will continue to demand that truth prevail despite the Zionist efforts to silence our voices. We will not allow governmental bodies to continue their illegal war crimes in the Middle East through neocolonialism under the false pretense of democracy and freedom. We will not be fooled by terrorist groups who operate under a Zionist political agenda, attempting to freeze humanity's journey towards a prosperous, just, and peaceful existence. The world is in a state of emergency as the Zionist agenda continues its ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians and is now spreading its thorns through the creation of terrorist organizations into the rest of the Middle East, Asia, Africa, Europe. The silence of the international community in the wake of oppression is a sign of support. And so we remain vocal with truth. We demand that the greater powers in the international community end their support of war crimes in Syria, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Afghanistan, and counting, which is subsequently fanning the flames of Zionist imperialism throughout the region. We demand that all peace and justice be restored in lands that have been usurped by lovers of hate and greed. We demand that governments end their support of Israel so that the Palestinians can be freed of ethnic cleansing. We demand that all terrorist groups no longer be falsely tied to Islam, but that their political agendas be brought to the surface. And I emphasize the word political. We demand that the United Nations and the International Court of Justice hold accountable all funders of terrorist organizations, these funders being Saudi Arabia, Israel, and their use of the United States as their puppet, and that all hidden proof of the governments who are supporting illegal proxy wars be made public. We demand the restoration of justice for all those who continue to be victims of oppression so that humanity can be safe again. We will continue until our voices can be echoed around the world as we seek unity with all who stand for justice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Muna, for outlining beautifully the demands. And next, I would like to invite the head of the Nurari Cardon, New York, the Honorable Rabbi Israel Weiss. Rabbi Weiss is a world-renowned Jewish scholar, speaker, and activist. His father was a Holocaust survivor. On behalf of Muslim Congress, we thank you for accepting our invitation to speak. I'd like to welcome Rabbi Weiss to share a few words on this topic.
With the help of the Almighty, my name is Rabbi Yisroel David Weiss of Neturei Karta International, Jews United Against Zionism. I pray to the Almighty that He should bestow upon me His truth and His wisdom, that I may be worthy of conveying His message and so sanctify His name and inshallah bring peace to the world. Assalamu alaikum. For Al-Quds Day, which means for Jerusalem, which is Al-Quds, it is the day that we around the world mourn the occupation of Palestine and of Al-Quds. It is a day where Jewish people around the world, as we do every day of the year, mourn the existence of the Zionist State of Israel. We have to know the facts. Judaism is a religion subservient to God. Judaism is not occupation. Judaism does not permit us to occupy, to steal, to kill. Zionism is a transformation from subservience to God to nationalism. It is diametric opposite and is unacceptable. Jews are forbidden since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago to have their own sovereignty, even in an uninhabited land. And we are certainly forbidden to steal or kill and occupy, oppress anybody. And certainly in the Holy Land, in Palestine, we are forbidden to have this occupation. Therefore, around the world, since the ideology of Zionism started, and of course since the occupation, since the existence of the State of Israel, Jews in occupied Palestine and around the world have been standing in total opposition to the existence of the Zionist State of Israel. Judaism and Zionism is diametric opposites. The Zionist State of Israel has stolen the name Israel. They've stolen our symbols, the Star of David, the menorah, and so on. From day one, as we always repeat with the help of the Almighty, the chief rabbi of Palestine, for the general who represented the Jewish community of hundreds of years, because as Jews were allowed to live in Palestine with the permission of their rulers, the Ottoman Empire, etc., but we are not allowed to live as a nation, a sovereignty, individuals, yes. So we had Jewish communities living together in peace with the Arab and Muslim neighbors. And therefore, the head of the Jewish community in 1947 pleaded with the United Nations delegation that came, and as I'm quoting him, he stated, "We furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine." That was in July 16th, 1947. We've been standing together and demonstrating in the hundreds of thousands, as this picture testifies, when we took up a chief rabbi in 02, Umisparam, after the passing of the prior chief rabbi. We've been always demonstrating around the world. Invariably, the very religious community stands in opposition to the existence of the State of Israel. We've been demonstrating, our voices have been ignored, but we've been standing up and we will continue to stand up. In Palestine, they try to force the boys and girls to go to the army. Every boy and girl becomes a criminal when they turn 17 because we refuse to serve in the army. They get arrested and beaten. They get arrested and beaten for already 72 years and more. Murdered, assassinated our rabbis. Go to our site, NKUSA, you will see all of this. With God's help, we will continue to voice our protest. This year, unfortunately, we cannot stand, and now on our Kutz Day, we cannot go out on the streets around the United States and around the world as we have been doing our rabbis and our Jewish boys and girls and teachers and laymen. We cannot demonstrate in the streets. So therefore, we are pleading with the world to hear our voice and stand together in solidarity. Let us mourn together and cry with the suffering of the Palestinians, and let us pray to the Almighty that with his compassion, he should finally bring an end to this occupation in its entirety, the end of the occupation of Palestine soon in our days, so we can once again serve God in harmony. It is not anti-Semitic to oppose this occupation. On the contrary, the Zionism brings anti-Semitism. It is the cause of the exacerbation of anti-Semitism. It is anti-Semitism. It is not Judaism. Judaism is subservience to God. Zionism is nationalism. Zionism is unacceptable. It's criminal. God should bring a speedy and peaceful end, and we can serve God in harmony, Jews and non-Jews together, as we've had for these hundreds of years. And we can also, we hope and pray to God that he should reveal his glory throughout the world, where all humanity will serve God in harmony. Amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Rabbi Weiss, for this strong and powerful message. As you indicated, you know, We are in the midst of a global pandemic. The whole world is in a state of emergency. And we pray for all those who have passed away and for the families who are mourning their loved ones. And we continue to pray for everyone. However, in the midst of this pandemic, we will not cease to remember the oppressed people and everyone who are suffering from the clutches of the Zionists. You know, there is this misconception that when we protest against the injustices, when we highlight the crimes that have been committed for decades, when we protest and rally time and time again, that we are against Jews. That's an outright misconception. As Rabbi beautifully said, the state of Israel does not represent the Jewish people. And we respect our Jewish brothers and sisters, for they are our brothers and sisters in humanity. This is the Islamic principle that has been taught to us by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. However, we oppose Zionism, just like Rabbi Weiss, who is Jewish himself. And Rabbi, for that matter, is one out of many Jews who have recognized this root cause of corruption in the world today and has bravely called out against it. And now I would like to welcome our keynote speaker, Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali. Sheikh Salim graduated from Berkeley, California, and then moved to the holy city of Qom for Islamic studies. He is a scholar, teacher, academician, who now resides in Toronto, Canada. Sheikh Yusuf Ali, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the one who founded the Quds Day in the year 1979. In doing so, he reminded us and taught us about one of the most important philosophies behind the month of Ramadan. It's been said that when we're fasting in the month of Ramadan, we become like angels. We don't eat food. We instead fill ourselves with the glorification of God. We don't occupy ourselves with the lower parts of the dunya. Instead, we try to do dhikr of Allah. We try to purify ourselves to enter the higher realms. Why do we do this? Because we need to become like angels for a time so that we can be reminded once again what it means to be a human being. The angels were those who protested when they knew about the nature of human beings, that low nature, that nature which is like beasts and animals, where they said, "Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima'." O Allah, will you place one on the earth who will cause corruption in it and who will spill blood? The month of Ramadan has been an opportunity for us to regain humanity or to strengthen our humanity. And like the angels, to look out beyond ourselves to others, rather to see others as part of ourselves. And Quds Day is an opportunity for us to care and to show that our solidarity with those who are oppressed, in particular the Palestinians, who for more than 70 years have faced this type of brutal occupation. But beyond that, Al-Quds Day is not only an opportunity to care and to sympathize, it's also a call to action. We have in Hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi says that Nabi Isa used to frequently say this. He would say that the one who does not attend to healing the wound of the wounded is most surely a partner of the one who caused that wound. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants, is more than capable of taking care of the oppression and of removing the oppressors and the oppression that they cause. But it is a test for those who are aware of this to see what they can do. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If he wanted, he could have done what's necessary. He could have granted victory to the oppressed, but rather it is a test for some of you. You are tried by others. And so Al-Quds is a call to action, to do our part in terms of becoming educated, in terms of spreading awareness, in terms of making sure that this terrible tragedy and this terrible spot on history is not buried away and doesn't fall into negligence. To do our part in terms of economic support, or in some cases, economic boycott. But Al-Quds is more than that. This particular Al-Quds Day is a special one, where around the world, we are plagued with the virus. They say that the total weight of this virus, if you were to measure it around the world, is less than a gram. But yes, yet this less than a gram substance virus has caused so much havoc around the world. Besides the scientific, you know, origins of the virus and acknowledging the suffering that it's caused, we can also spend a moment to think about some of the divine wisdom behind the presence of this virus. Has it not opened up the door for people to realize the truth about the structures which are supposed to support them? In America, where millions of people are filing for bankruptcy, people are suffering, you have the US Congress in the process of passing through a bill to give $38 billion in aid to Israel. Doesn't this cause a question in the mind of the free people as to where their government's loyalties lie? It's also an opportunity for those who practice these arrogant practices to be humbled, to realize that they cannot go unchecked in their oppression. There will be an end. They will be called to question about their illegal occupation and annexation of land. They will be called to question about their maiming of peaceful protesters, their detention of innocent children, their denial of basic humanitarian aid, their seizing of homes without any right to that property, their ethnic genocide, their targeted assassination of high-ranking individuals whose only crime was to fight against terrorism. This pandemic is an opportunity for them to see that they are meant to be humble servants of God. There are powers which are greater than they are. Are they going to take heed to these? If not, then that brings us to the third reason and the third benefit of the Quds Day, which is one to give hope. We know the divine precedent. Allah Ta'ala gives us the divine promise. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those who are oppressed will find justice. Those who are oppressed will become the leaders in the land. And Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts from them, and those who take the practices of Pharaoh, they will see that they will be humbled, and they will see that among those they oppress, they will rise to the forefront and they will become the leaders. So Al-Quds Day is about remembering that promise. And as we raise our hands in dua and our tongues are remembering God, we who have been purified with the month of fasting are joined by those of other faiths throughout the earth, the people of truth, the people of justice. And all of us, when we call upon God year in, year out, we can do so knowing with confidence that God's promise will be fulfilled, justice will be restored. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala
al-tahirin. Thank you, Shaykhna, for these words of wisdom. You know, there's no doubt of the overwhelming evidence that the system instituted by the Israeli government against the Palestinian people meets the UN definition of apartheid state. Apartheid is a term used in international law that describes a regime that commits inhumane acts in the context of an institutionalized regime of systematic oppression and domination by one racial group over another, with the intention of maintaining that regime. Today and every day, we must raise our voice against this apartheid regime. We must social distance ourselves from this criminal institution that has infested the lives of many innocent people. We call for the freedom of the Palestinian people, and for that matter, for the freedom of all oppressed people who suffer under the clutches of the Zionists. And now we come to our resolutions. I would like to introduce Sister Nuzaiba to present our resolutions. Sister Nuzaiba is from Massachusetts. She made the effort to establish the Al-Quds Day in the city of Boston for Massachusetts residents and surrounding states, which brought diverse communities together. It is also part of the Muslim Congress's International Day of Quds movement. She continues to raise awareness on the ongoing hardship of Palestine wherever she goes. Sister Nuzaiba, it's all yours.
Here we go. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, assalamu alaikum, everyone, and salam to all the martyrs on the path of nobility. So we people of conscience have come together to express solidarity with all those oppressed globally. And you'll hear a lot of these statements time and time again. There's a reason for this repetition. So areas such as Yemen, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Bahrain, Iraq, Syria, India, Kashmir, Uyghur Muslims in China, to name a few, including Palestine. This year marks as the 72nd anniversary of Israel's takeover. However, this day is marked as a symbol of the united global struggle. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam reminds us beautifully and simply put, be an opponent of the oppressor and a supporter of the oppressed. Subhanallah. The guidance and answers are provided to us. We just need to act upon them. As we know, Palestine is undergoing a Holocaust, an ethnic cleansing, while the general public refuses to lift the curtain to acknowledge it. The Zionist regime is leading the charge with the backbone support of imperial powers in its media, shamelessly profiting from this carnage. So we need to become aware of the strategy, the trickery, the bribery of power that goes amongst these powerful leaders of this world, the Saudi, US, Israel government. If majority supports batil, evil, it does not mean it's right. So we need to open our eyes and act upon the haq, the truth. It's not about being on the side of those winning, it's about being on the side of justice and good. So we ask people of all backgrounds, living wherever you are, whether it's the East, the West, the North Pole, wherever, come together on the issue of Palestine and defeat this dangerous, inhumane, and unjust power. How do you do that? We make our stand with cultural, academic, and economic boycott of the Zionist regime and its products. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, any and all parties involved in practicing racist, discriminatory, and oppressive policies. Such as nowadays, it's as simple as breaking your fast with a product that doesn't support Israel versus one that does. Imagine all of us implementing this one habit in our households and masjids. Believe me, BDS works, but of course you won't hear that in the news. So we urge people of conscience to be the media for the oppressed people by using your social media and other channels to counter the mainstream media and the suppression of facts. We encourage students in universities, all my intellectuals tuning in right now, take the message of the people of Palestine in your academic circles, create forums, create dialogues. It's an injustice on its own to not share that wealth of knowledge with others that we know you have inside you. Continue raising awareness. More needs to be done. So we strongly denounce the US Embassy's presence in Jerusalem by the current president and all other countries in agreement. And we demand that Israel be tried in the international court for its war crimes. And we also denounce the undemocratic puppet Saudi Arabia's continuous illegal imprisonment of scholars, activists, and their unlawful, barbaric aggression, bombings, mass executions of their own civilians and surrounding neighbors. So of course, we denounce ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Boko Haram, and their terrorism around the world. But remember our goal. all you good-hearted people watching this, please, we support all the oppressed of the world, and regardless of their religion or color. So with that, we say free Sheikh Mohammed al-Habib, free Sheikh Zakzaki, free Sheikh Ali Salman. We denounce the racism witnessed against African Americans, Latinos, and other minorities here in the US. So from Palestine to Mexico, all the walls have got to go. So if you remain silent about this and just go on about your day, then you are in support of what? Massacring innocent lives, the illegal occupation of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Palestinian lands, and violation of basic human necessities for all of mankind. So I beg you, please don't lose touch with forums such as this one, as they are reminders for us to remain focused on the end goal, on why this piece of land is so valuable to these imperialists and Zionists, why our awareness for this situation is in turn benefiting our Imam Zaman alayhi salams when he arrives. For the youngins that are listening to this, I thank you. The best way to help this cause is doing the right thing, living a life in a truthful and just manner. And lastly, your prayers go a long way for all those who have been martyred on the verge of it right now as we speak, and their loved ones. Keep praying. Justice is our demand. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, inshallah. We ask you, Allah the Almighty, to weaken the hands of the enemies of humanity. We thank you all in solidarity, Al-Quds Committee of Muslim Congress. Thanks.
Thank you, Sister Nuzaiba, for nicely outlining these resolutions. As you said, Palestine will be free. We have 100% confidence of this. And in the meantime, it's important, imperative that we continue to take these actions, these from peaceful protests through boycotting, through just raising awareness in our everyday life so that we can bring this to light. Dear viewers, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, is more than just an altar, a temple, a dome, or a minaret. It should be regarded as a haven for both Muslims and non-Muslims alike, since it is the cradle of the three heavenly religions. I've said this earlier in the program, and I'm going to repeat it here. Our message is clear. We oppose the ongoing acts of oppression and transgression in Palestine and call for the freedom of the Palestinian people and the restoration of their land to the rightful owners. This call for the end to oppression transcends the plight of the Palestinians and expand to the call for justice for all acts of oppression in many countries, including Yemen, Syria, Bahrain, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Burma, China, and many more. The number of casualties are multiplying with time as we watch oppressive leaders play their game of cat and mouse as they get their directives from the Zionistic so-called powers from above. Our vision must be clear and not clouded. Let's recognize the root cause of corruption and not be blind to it. We stand up for all those oppressed, and Islam teaches us this responsibility of speaking up for the oppressed regardless of race, color, age, or creed. And now I would like to invite Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Abbas Elia from Seattle, Washington, to provide some final remarks. Sayyid Elia is a renowned scholar and dynamic speaker. He studied in Hausa for 15 years and attained his master's degree in Arabic and Islamic sciences. He came to the US over 10 years ago and established the Zainab organization in Seattle, Washington, where he is currently the resident alim. Sayyid Elia has traveled frequently to different countries globally to enlighten the community with his knowledge. Sayyid Elia, bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, do not do the oppression, and do not let the oppression be done to you, on you. I would like to remind all of our respectable viewers about what Imam Musa Sadr rahmatullah alayh has said, which is such a beautiful statement that in Sharaf al-Quds, يَأْبَى أَن تَتَحَرَّرْ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِي الشُّرَفَاءَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The nobility of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, doesn't allow it to be liberated except through the mu'min people. Al-Quds is waiting for the blood of and sacrifice of those who believe in Muhammad and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam. If it was in the hands of others to liberate, they would have already liberated it. So we are proud. You know, we are proud. Some people say, why we celebrate, why we commemorate the Day of Quds? And we need to understand why. Just like the little birdie brought a droplet of water to throw on the huge fire lit by Nimrud against Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. And when it was asked to the bird, why, what difference your little droplet is going to make for the huge fire? And the birdie replied, well, that's what I can do, right? Imam Khomeini radwanullah alayhi used to say, nahnu mukallafun bil wazifa, lasna mukallafin bin natija. We are obliged to do our divine obligation, and we are not obliged about the result. Imam al-Hussein al-Salam gives the sacrifice, his family members get slaughtered and captured, and we believe that Imam Hussein is successful regardless of this worldly results, that Yazid remains into power for next 2 years. We need to do our faridah. And that's our obligation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Imam Ali alayhi salam, before Hassanain alayhi salam, before Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And Samahatul Wali al-Faqih, Hafizahullah, the Islamic leader, has already said that, and he is an arif, those who don't have hijabat on their curtains, when they speak, every word is like a golden word. When he says that there will be no Zionism, there will be no Zionist regime after 20 years, then that's true. Quran gives us the hope. And when we have the promises of Quran in front of us, we are all supposed to do our focus on Fariza, and we are guaranteed about the result. Palestine will definitely be free, and it will be liberated, and justice will be enforced for the people of Palestine. I would like to thank at the end each and every one amongst you, respectable brothers and sisters, my respectable audience, all of those brothers and sisters in different various Islamic organizations, centers, who have sponsored, who have supported this program, all those mu'mineen and mu'minat who have been working hard in different states, all those representatives of 33 cities of the US which are coordinating with us for the Yom al-Quds every year. And likewise, I would like to especially thank all the team members here. Special thanks to Honorable Sister Nasreen from New Jersey, doing this job of moderating so effectively. I would like to thank Brother Hisam Kirmani from Arizona. I would like to thank likewise, Sister Gazina from Houston. I would like to thank Sister Mona from Salt Lake City, Utah. I would like to thank Sister Nozeba from Massachusetts, and Honorable Rabbi Weiss, who blesses our community of Seattle every year by his presence, travel widely, spreading the word of truth. And we respect and honor these honorable Jews. And likewise, I would like to thank especially Hujjatul Islam, Samahat al-Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali, Hafizahullah, joining us and delivering his beautiful message. And likewise, I feel obliged to thank the entire web team and the coordinators on behalf of Muslim Congress, all those brothers and sisters who have been working hard behind the scenes, coordinating this program in every capacity. Special thanks to Brother Ali Kazmi, our national manager, And special thanks, special mention for Brother Amir for coordinating this teamwork. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in his tawfiqat for all of you and give the best rewards to all of you. 7:30 p.m. is the time for the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram storm. Please remember to post those hashtags that Sister Nasreen told you, and you must have received all those hashtags already through the in the emails, and post that picture collage that has been sent already and circulated widely. So we start this Facebook and Twitter and Instagram storm. That's the minimum, brothers and sisters. This is just the minimum we all can do to raise our voice and show our support to those innocent people, so that we can show our face to Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. At the end, let's recite the dua of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam to end this program. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih fi hadhihi as-sa'ah wa fi kulli sa'ah waliyyan wa hafiza وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم عرفني نفسك فإنك إن لم تعرفني نفسك لم أعرف نبيك اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sayyida Elia, for these concluding remarks. And thank you. I would like to echo Maulana's thanks to all our dear viewers and everyone who has been working diligently to put this event together. Thank you to all those who are concerned for the rights of the oppressed. Let's continue these resistant efforts, as Maulana mentioned, for it is through our voices and efforts that will make a difference. The world should strive to keep Jerusalem alive in the political and spiritual conscience. We should pray every effort to expose the brutal massacres committed against the Palestinian people. We pray for all those oppressed globally, those who are suffering in Palestine and worldwide. Thank you again for joining us. And with this, we conclude this program. Please take care of yourself and each other. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.